There's no separation of staff and residents, and everybody lives together, and roommates are made up of people that come from Catholic Worker and shopping bag women.
How many beds do they have?
About? They are growing now. I'm not sure. I think it's over 50, though.
Mm-hmm. And the women, do the women who go there, do they like it?
Yes, they seem to, and they seem to live there permanently. I mean, it's a real home for women,
mm-hmm.
And it seems much more humane than any kind of other kinds of institutions I've seen.
That's great. I had some other questions, but I think that what I'd like to do is say that if anyone is listening who'd like to call, if you have something really, sort of really meaningful to add, something that you know about shopping bag women or something very important to ask, I would like to take a couple of phone calls if people really want to call. The phone number is 371-5200. And we really don't have a lot of time, and I need a little time at the end of the show for making some announcements, but we could take calls for, say, 5 or 10 minutes if they were like really important. So, well, okay, 371-5200. And while we wait to see if there are any calls, let me just ask you, Louise, what are your ideas about what people can do to help?
I really say don't ignore these women. I mean, don't. I think they've been treated sort of like pigeons who are out there. People don't know what they eat or how they exist. They're just fixtures of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And just go up to them and ask them if they need anything,
mm-hmm.
Like food, and go get it. And
mm-hmm.
ask if they'd like someone to talk to. I mean, I'm really feeling that they, you know, that's a very important thing to do. I'd also like to invite people to work with me in the newly formed Committee to Aid Women in Crisis. And,
oh, yeah, I've announced that a couple times on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, we're trying to plan some alternative shelters.
Great. There are 5 calls. People did call, so here we go. Louise, would you put on your earphones? And meanwhile, I'll say we will take the first telephone call. Please, when you... I didn't say it, darn. I forgot to say, calls on Every Woman's Space are from women only. So if any of those calls are from men, I would really ask you not to call, but let this remain what it is, which is a space for energy and communication directly from women to women. Also, if you get through, please turn your radio down right away so we can understand you. Okay, we'll take the first call now. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to know if there are any sleeping facilities like halfway houses in the city.
You mean for shopping bag women?
Yeah.
Well, Louise described the two that do exist. One is the City Shelter, which has about 40-something beds, and the other is Mary House, which has about 50 beds, which is compared to the 1,700, is that it?
Right.
Beds available for men.
And are there any other facilities that charge a minimum amount?
Salvation Army charges a minimum amount, and for people under 21, there are more alternatives in terms of private kind of facilities. Is that, are you interested in that for yourself?
No, not for myself. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Did you have trouble hearing?
Yeah,
is that
I need
it
a little higher.
Do you have it now?
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll take the next call. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Should I just go ahead?
Yeah, please. You're on the air right now.
Okay. What I was wondering about was what happens to these women? Do they go to welfare offices at all? And if they do, what happens to them?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. We just had 2 lawyers working full-time for 3 weeks to try to get somebody some food. That's the kind of problem that's going on now, because for a single woman, the city has to give you home relief if you're hungry, and it takes about 3 weeks to come through. If you have children, you can get on ADC, which is, you know, federal welfare. But there seems to be discrimination against single women, so it takes a lot of time and effort to get yourself some food, and people usually wind up begging on the street for the interim.
Because mm-hmm. I think, isn't there like a 5-day period in which it's supposed to be attended to, and I was wondering, like when they go, and if a woman is persistent, if she tries, despite the discrimination, to keep on going, if there's ever been any positive
Well, that's what's been going on in this, the one plaintiff we have who was turned out of the shelter when she asked for food and applied for emergency welfare. And as I said, it took the two lawyers 3 weeks working full time. And when she went to the welfare office, she was asked for things like her lease, a recommendation from her landlord. Then he had to come through with a building permit. So she was shuffled around for quite a long time before she got anything at all. So the policy is one thing, but what occurs in real life, unfortunately, is really pathetic right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next call. WBAI, you're on the air.
Yes.
Could you turn your radio down?
Yes, I turned off my radio.
Great.
I was speaking to an official of one of our church organizations because I'm interested in alternative living for older people.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, because I wanted him to explore it, and he told me that they had a lot of vacant convents.
Huh.
Yeah, that's it's a really interesting thing.
I myself, I'm 72 years old and thinking in those terms, but I also feel that we need all kinds of halfway houses for all kinds of people. And here
yes.
are these, I don't know how you go out, approach these things, but I know I'm going to push in this area,
mm-hmm.
but it's certainly, some of these convents could be opened up,
sure.
like I heard some older women in Queens set up like a center, they must have gotten some help, that is more human than the senior centers that we have, you know,
right.
it's more like a home.
Yeah, some Franciscan.
So I don't know how you're going to go about doing it, but I was definitely told by this official that they had a lot of vacant convent.
Well, maybe could you do this? Could you write to me here at the station and give me the name of the official and his address?
Well, at this point, I would give it to you now, except I don't know. See, I spoke to him, as I say, I work with older people. I'm an older person.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, this is in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And you know which organizations have convents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not difficult to surmise.
Some Franciscan sisters I know did ask the archdiocese.
I am working in a senior center where that organization controls things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And I, being the kind of person that I am, have to work very carefully.
Right, I understand.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know? I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think Louise is saying that she knows about it and she'll follow up on it if possible.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for calling. It's also really good to know you're there listening.
What's that?
It's very good to hear you that you're out there listening.
And I'm there every day with the older people.
Fantastic.
I wish the station, when they give the news,
yeah.
would, like when we, like they try to take away the Special Select Committee on Aging, which is the only one that talks to the whole Senate, says, look, I made a study, and this is what they need. Now, we've got to have this money, and any money we've gotten was that way. They try to take it away from us. We fought like crazy all over the country,
mm-hmm.
just won. But WBAI's news doesn't mention. And
okay.
We're struggling.
Let me just tell you that I would suggest you write a letter to the news department.
I spoke to the news department, and really, he was psychoanalyzing me. So
okay. Well, listen, I will definitely pass.
Okay, I'll get into that.
I'll pass your message.
Okay, but anyway, I think something can be done.
Okay. Listen, thank you very, very much for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay. There are no more phone calls, which is fine because we're very, very close to being out of time. Let me ask you one more thing, Louise, and that is this. Is there anything that we haven't talked about yet that you feel you wish we had been able to get to and you can, you know, have another minute or two to do it?
Yeah, I've just been interested in some attitudes toward shopping bag women that I think are related to people's ideas about witches. And ever since I read Andrea Dworkin pointed out that 9 million women were burned as witches at the stake in history, so I take the collective unconscious seriously, you know, in this area, and I think that the dramatic behavior and haggard appearance of some shopping bag women put them in the categories, and I just, in the last moment, like to read something a man wrote in the New York Times. that reflects this kind of attitude.
Before you do that, let me just say this is WBAI in New York. Go on.
He said, from the New York Times, shopping bag women get even more mysterious in winter, for they don layers of rags they have been packing all year like heirlooms and turn into fibrous wraiths. The rag swathing spares us their facial expressions. And I think that it's time that people, that these people are not treated like witches or like full-blown schizo crazy women, and that instead of just the bread lines, which are great charity, but really medieval in scope, the services will be expanded to really recognize the needs of these women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to make a few announcements, and then I will thank you one more time for being here. I think this is I feel really good about the way the show has gone. I want to make some announcements which have nothing to do with shopping bag women. Okay, first of all, I want to tell everyone listening, in case you don't know, because I keep finding out that people don't know. Oh, I forgot we have a poem to read. Okay, I'm going to make the announcements, and then I'm going to read the poem.
Yeah, I really think you should.
And we're not going to run late, but we're going to go fast. There are two other women's shows on WBAI. This is one, Every Woman's Space, every Sunday night at 10. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m., you can hear the Lesbian Radio Spectacular with a cast of millions. That's produced by Judy Pasternak, who wrote the poem that I'm going to read you in a few minutes. That's the Lesbian Radio Spectacular, Tuesdays at 11. And Fridays at 1, Viv Sutherland produces Women's Studies. These are three regular programs that you can hear on the air here at WBAI and probably nowhere else. So this is for your information, because I'm sure you're going to want to listen. I want to tell you that there is a women's center in Queens, which is flourishing and busy and wonderful, and I had letters from some women who just told me how important it was to them, so I wanted to tell you about it. It's called All the Queens Women, and it's at 163-23 Depot Road. That's 163-23 Depot Road in Flushing. They've got two phone numbers, 359-9204. That's 359-9204. And 762-9140. And if you live in Queens and you're looking for places to meet other women and learn and talk and rap and share and whatever and grow, it's a good place to go. A lot of people wrote me about a wonderful film they saw on Channel 13, and it's going to be rebroadcast this Thursday night at 9 p.m., and I thought it was important to tell you that this Thursday at 9 you can hear The War Widow, which is a part of the Vision series on Channel 13. It's very special play or movie, and I missed it last time. I was told about it by a lot of people, and I'm going to be listening. That's this Thursday at 9, called The War Widow. Once again, I would like to hear from any young women, say between 13 and 17 years of age, who would like to try to form a consciousness-raising group. There are about 5 women who've written me, but that's not enough for a group. So if there are any more women listening who want to try to do this, please write me and let me know your name, and I'll try to do that, because I think it would be a real special growing experience for you. Let me remind you once again that I want to do a show in a week or two where I read a lot of your letters or parts of them and read poems that you write and talk to you a lot on the air. So if you've been thinking of writing, now is the time. If you heard the program last week and heard Women on Mars, that was a multimedia performance of many women singing and chanting and music and poetry, and it's really special. It's going to be performed live. Ready? Pencils out. February 11th, 8 p.m. at the Gegenschein Vaudeville Placenta, but don't be frightened by the name. I think it's the name of a theater. And it's at 293 7th Avenue. Between 26th and 27th Streets on the 10th floor. If you missed any of this information and you really want to call me after the show. Once again, if you want to get in touch with Louise to follow up on any of the things that she said and inquiries about the Committee to Aid Women in Crisis, you can call her. She has a service number, and that number is 868-3330. Okay, let me read you this poem, and then we're going to have to close. This is called Christmas Poem. And it's by Judith Pasternak. And it's about shopping bag women. And I mentioned to her that I was doing the show, and she said, oh, would you like to see this poem? And it's really neat. I am afraid of strangers, of dirt, of crowds, of pigeons, of madness in others. I am afraid of women's needs. I am afraid of women who feed pigeons. This is not a complete list. Lately, I have been afraid of silent rooms. I myself would never feed a pigeon, but I am sometimes forced to carry a shopping bag or two in case I should be afraid to go home. I have long hair. I have a lot of thick, long hair. It used to fall in the faces of my lovers. I don't always remember to put a hairbrush in the shopping bags. I lose my gloves in winter. I have never worn a hat. I no longer wonder where those women come from to feed the pigeons. I am afraid I know. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot, Irene.
Thank you all for listening. We'll close with the theme song now, which is Holly Near singing Sister, Woman, Sister.
Sister, woman, sister, can you still feel any pain? Or have they robbed you of your anger while putting Thorazina in your vein? Sister, woman, sister, have the walls grown up so high that you can't even dream of leaving and you've forgotten how to fly? Oh, sister, woman, sister, did they take away your child and they locked her up in some juvenile hall to grow up weary and wild? Oh, sister, woman, sister, they won't let me